Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor, lawmakers divided over nuclear future as Gillette eyes new reactor project. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A growing political divide over nuclear energy and waste storage in Wyoming has intensified after California-based Radiant Industries pulled plans for a proposed microreactor manufacturing facility in Natrona County, and Governor Mark Gordon blamed the state's Freedom Caucus for driving the company away. According to Wildfile, Gordon said opposition from what he called Club No convinced Radiant that Wyoming wasn't serious about innovation. But Gillette Representative John Baer, a Freedom Caucus leader, fired back, saying the governor is trying to appease nuclear industry donors and warned that Wyoming shouldn't become a dumping ground for nuclear waste. The split reflects ongoing tensions in Campbell County, where Lynchburg-based BWXT is proposing a $500 million nuclear fuel manufacturing plant in Gillette. The project would produce advanced TRISO fuel for reactors, though officials stress it would not store or process nuclear waste. At a recent public meeting in Gillette, nearly 300 residents turned out with questions about safety, transparency, and long-term economic impact. While Radiant's exit may have closed one chapter, the debate over Wyoming's nuclear future and whether to allow spent fuel storage is expected to continue into next year's legislative session. DCI seeks two people in Wyoming Capitol explosion investigation. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation is asking for the public's help identifying two people seen near the state capitol around the time an improvised explosive device was left on the Great Seal last Tuesday morning. According to Cowboy State Daily, the capitol was evacuated for several hours after the suspicious package was brought inside and later determined to be a deconstructed live firework munition with a fuse. While the device was not capable of causing major destruction, DCI Commander Ryan Cox says it's being investigated as though it was placed with malicious intent. Video footage shows two individuals, one wearing a distinctive blue vitriol hoodie with Old English lettering, and another carrying a backpack and wearing a dark North Face-style coat. Both were in the area when the explosive was discovered. The FBI is assisting with DNA testing on the device, and investigators believe the hoodie may have been sold locally in Cheyenne. DCI emphasizes that the pair are not suspects, but people of interest. They hope to question. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Wyoming DCI. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.